Hello and welcome. I'm Matthew from Rosie and Rosie, investment property specialists, helping you invest in property with confidence. Today, we're joined again by your healthy mortgage broker, Meg Castledean from Mortgage Choice Unley. Meg is an avid marathon and trail runner, and in addition to being a mum to two busy boys, is a full-time mortgage broker and runs the Instagram page, Your Healthy Mortgage. Meg, today I wanted to talk to you about all things health, wealth and wellness, work-life balance, and just wanted to start by reading an Instagram post that you had recently, which goes like this. And it's a video of your son. And it says, a little interpretive dance to get you through to the weekend. Life is busy and hard, and there are never enough hours in the day. With all the noise and complications, one thing you can do is make sure you have a healthy outlook on your finances. It's about being realistic and identifying your priorities. Getting your budget and cash flow in order may free time for the quiet moments to enjoy the precious, fleeting times. Absolutely beautiful. Meg, welcome and thank you for joining us. We'd love you to perhaps dig a little bit deeper into that post and tell us a bit more about how you manage your time, your family, work, health and wealth. And
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for having me. I would say that like any health journey or anything like that, it's not linear. Sometimes we succeed better than others to get work-life balance, but it's always something to strive for. Me, myself, I do use exercise and running to relieve stress and to feel accomplished in times when things might be difficult, whether it be with kids or anything else. I think what I was referring to in the post as well is about understanding your expenses and where your money goes. And a lot of people don't always feel that they're totally across that. They can be afraid of it, but I think knowledge is power. And an exercise I do with all my clients is we just go through all your expenses to see what your expenditure is per month and how that falls in line with your income. And it just gives us a little insight into, you know, what you can afford moving forward when getting a mortgage and being realistic about purchase price and repayments and things like that. So for me, that's always the first step with our clients, because I think it really starts with a strong basis and it also leads to some quality questions about what you need and what you want moving forward obtaining a new mortgage.
Mm. Do you find that some people, maybe everyone, when their finances are in order, everything seems a little bit easier, as opposed to when they're a little bit out of order or a little bit out of control, everything seems a lot more difficult?
Oh, absolutely. I think when you're spending that time worrying about it and not actually being proactive, it just becomes something that's always sat in the background. It can be very stressful. Whereas if you just meet things head on and then make changes where required or employ different strategies, you can then move on from there and it does give you freedom and peace of mind. I think it's something that you should review regularly as well. Mm-hmm. I tend to set myself in line with calendars. I might do it at the beginning of financial year and then again mid-year where I rebudget and just check that I'm in line with everything that I had budgeted previously.
Mm. So how painful is it for those people who perhaps are putting it to the back of their mind? And as you said, it can be quite a distraction and then takes you away from the present, which is the time that you have with your family and
Absolutely.
Your friends. So
yep.
Agreed that it should be something that people look at regularly. And for someone who's never done it or hasn't done it for a very long time, it can be quite daunting.
Mm.
But just how painful is it? Like, how long does it take to really sort of dig down into the detail that you need to be able to give some advice?
I don't think it takes
advice.
Too long at all. And I think knowledge is power. I think it's insightful. It doesn't necessarily have to be painful. Sometimes when you do these exercises, you're just spending money on things that you didn't realize and you can reprioritize. And say, oh, actually, I don't want to be spending that much on that. And I'm happy to be putting that money towards something else. Or sometimes we don't realize how far we've come when we look at these things. You know, when you're starting young families and you have to sometimes pull things back and strip away insurances and things, we forget that actually as we build those things up and start putting more money back into our super and things, that those are accomplishments in themselves. We are moving forward and that we're rebuilding and you start to kind of see things from a more happy perspective, from a more optimistic perspective when you do look at things and you go, oh, well, actually, you know, it's not as bad as I thought.
Yeah.
You know? And yeah, that's what I've said. Face things head on and then you can make the changes that you need to.
Yeah. Would you say the reverse is also true in that people can go from being in a position of control of their finances to being less in control? And if that is true, what are perhaps some of the triggers that people might be able to identify in either their health or other to help them, I guess, prevent it from getting to catastrophic levels?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, there's so many different triggers that you can have, I suppose. And I think...
Sleepless nights, for example?
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. You know, I was just going to say the stress, I suppose, and worrying about it. You know, it could be that something else has been the catalyst for all that. It might be marital breakdown. It might be something to do with self-employed income or something like that. And again, I think sometimes if you're able to face the situation, be realistic about it, then you can put things in place to help mitigate any, you know, big disasters, as you said.
Yeah. And of course, your friendly, healthy mortgage broker is a great place to start, I guess, that conversation if you're in that position. So having your finances in order, I guess it allows you to be more present and involved with your family and happier generally with, I guess, other things that keep you busy. I mean, you're a mum to two very busy boys and you're a full-time mortgage broker and you love to run trails and marathons, which take up a lot of time. How do you manage all that?
Absolutely. Oh, and you forgot the sitting on the school council. Yeah. That takes up a lot of time as well.
Not a lot of those things you can do at the same time.
No, that's right. I must say I have a very, very supportive husband and we call it equal parenting. So I think that's one thing. We don't assign gender roles to our relationship. My husband's great at cleaning, so he should do that. I'm just teasing, but you know, he's learned to cook in the last year and I just make sure on the weekends that I'm really present with the kids and that, because there are nights where I'm not home and we do make those sacrifices, but the kids don't know any different. And I really think that your outlook and how you portray yourself to your kids will influence them. If you act unhappy about not being there, then they will see that. But if you know that that's what you need to do, it's a means to an end or it's helping them in any regard, for example, attending school council meetings on late nights, then I think they can understand that and see that and it won't be an issue. Mm. That's what I believe anyway.
Yeah.
Short times a month, 5 years.
thank you. And just one last thing. Tell us a little bit more about your running and what do you get out of that apart from, I guess, the physical health benefits? I imagine there's probably some mental health benefits that come along with that.
Oh, absolutely. I do two types of running, as you mentioned. I find road running is great for just completely zoning out. It's almost like meditation. You don't really have to think about anything. And you can really get into a rhythm and your breathing falls in line and all those types of things, especially when you're looking at long distance. Whereas trail running's a totally different beast and I find very exciting and exhilarating. You have to be very alert. You obviously have to watch your step and there's some technical part to trail running. And so for that, I find it's just, yeah, they're just two different things and different way of you know, relieving some stress and but also having enjoyment out of something. And of course, trail running is usually a beautiful environment and seeing animals and things like that. So that's cool as well.
Fantastic. Thank you again for joining us today, Meg. And I'm afraid that's all we've got time for. But again, before you go, please tell us how can people follow you? Tell us a bit about that Instagram page and any contact numbers or email addresses that you might have for people who want to speak to you about their finance situation.
Yeah, certainly. So it's Your Healthy Mortgage on Instagram. You can follow me there. I'd really appreciate it. And you can also ring me on 0433-103-316 or email me at megh.castledine, just the way it sounds, at mortgagechoice.com.au. And also we're just located on Unley Road at 309 Unley Road at Malvern.
Fantastic. And thank you again. We've really enjoyed our time with you today. And thank you, listeners, for joining us too. We hope you found Meg's insights to be useful. I certainly have. And if you have any questions for Meg, please send them through. I'm sure she'd be happy to hear from you. As would we. If you have any questions, queries, or feedback for us, send it in. Comment below or email hello@rosieandrosie.com.au. It's been a pleasure having you with us, but again, it's time for us to go. Until next time, I'm Matthew from Rosie and Rosie, helping you invest in property with confidence.